solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Lies take on many forms. Whether you sneak one in to embellish, soften a blow, make a story funnier, defend yourself, or destroy someone's life, there is a lie just for you. It's the best episode the witches have ever done. Or at least that's what they tell themselves. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
How you guys doing?
Whee!
I was like staring out into space. And then Daryl popped me, which means that he brung me in.
It's your cue.
And I was like, just, what?
She was
so
like,
that's
wait a
why
minute.
That little pause there was, this is Good Witch, Bad Witch!
The crowd goes crazy.
Trying to make up for that little lull in the conversation there.
Pump it up, homeboy.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening to our podcast. It's another week. It's another Witchy Wednesday. It's another show. This week it's called Tell Me Lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Oh, tell me
Tell me,
lies.
Tell me lies. I'd like to introduce you to the cast and crew of our little podcast, and we have a good witch, Shelley Majors.
Hi, Leo.
And then we have a bad witch, which is me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Abby Lisa Brand. And then there'll be the man witch.
That's right, I'm the man witch, and there's no lies about that.
Right.
Okay. No.
We don't even talk like that.
Introduce the crew.
Oh,
the crew is Fiona, the little white dog, and Linus, the little black dog, that are sitting on the floor and on the couch, respectively.
Yep.
They didn't dress up for Halloween last year.
They did.
Before they were salt and pepper. Let's do that again.
Yeah, for sure.
We shall never miss another Halloween.
No, we shouldn't.
Even though she hates being dressed up, but I'll have to find.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
It's for us.
Yeah, it's not for her. So, we're telling lies this week.
Yep. We are? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, so, and we're not really telling lies to each other, but we're telling each
lies
other
about lies
that we've either told or
have
that people have told to
us.
Yeah, so that's where in my intro brings us to, what are some lies that have been told to you that you either believed for a while or you didn't believe it right away, or you were like, why did you even lie to me about that? That was dumb.
when I got a doozy.
Okay.
And it kind of goes right along with our last show, our music show. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
So when I was in the sixth grade, this girl came from another school or town. I don't know which it was. But she wanted to be kind of friendly and be kind of popular and everything. So she told everybody that her mom was Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
And
false.
So we're like,
how do you know?
We're like, Stevie Nicks, the gal in the record, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, that's my mom. Mm. And so we're like, you know, kind of called her out on it. Yeah, this is bullshit. She goes, well, she's out on tour right now, but when she comes back, she said she would come to the school to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, okay, fine. So, you know, time goes by. Well, then one day she goes, hey, my mom's going to come pick me up from school today, and you guys will get to meet her. And so we're like, oh, this is going to be cool. I even brought my brother's Fleetwood Mac album.
To have her sign it?
To have her sign it, yes.
Because you were believing it or hoping it?
Well, you never know, you know. I mean, it's a weird story. I got another story that wasn't a lie, but later in life. But so this gal gets out of this car, and she kind of had dirty blonde hair, you know.
A white flowy dress?
No, no, but she had a long... Like,
did she have a dove on her shoulder?
Was she a white witch?
It was crazy. She just kind of floated onto the playground. But she gets out of the car, and I remember she had dirty blonde hair, and I kept looking at the record album, like, you know, doing one of those kind of things. And she had the balls enough to come up onto the playground and everything, and the kids are like, oh my God, you know, this is crazy. Yeah, it was not Stevie Nicks, of course.
Was she playing the part?
Yes, the mother played the part, too.
Oh.
I mean, how weird is that that she, you know.
There's psychosis.
So this is what's funny. Okay, so.
He just showed you the hand.
One of the teachers came out and was like, she was pissed. And she goes, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, why are you saying you are somebody you're not? You know, and called the gal out on it. And she goes, well, how do you know I'm not her? And the gal goes, because I can, I know
you. Because I have eyes.
Right.
You may be fooling little children, but I am an adult. I know you are not Stevie Nicks, you know?
And who she has goes, time for that?
Well, just how weird is that your mom got in on the deal?
So, no,
I'm thinking
okay,
older
this
sister.
This is what I'm wondering.
Yes.
It was the mom the crazy one who's always told your daughter that, or was the daughter the one that made that up and then asked your mom to play along?
Perpetuating the cuckoo.
Which way do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know, but I don't even know what ever happened to this girl after that idea.
She ever come back to school?
I don't remember. I mean, just the scenario of that, you know, because mm-hmm. I think everybody kind of blew her off, like, oh yeah, don't talk to old crazy pants or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, we never knew whether it was her mom or like, you said, maybe an older sister that thought she kind of looked like Stevie Nicks. But yeah, I just remember that because I was excited. I took the album. I'm like, I'll get this signed for my brother. This will be cool. And not Stevie Nicks.
I think intention plays a part there, because would you consider, let's say, an April Fool's prank a lie? Because you're not telling the truth generally with a prank or something like that. But if they thought, hey, we'll give these kids a kick or whatever, but instead they ruined that girl's elementary school career.
Yeah, yeah,
she
you don't do that.
She ruined herself by saying it in the first place.
But what if she believed it?
She could have. It could have been mom or sister. Well, mom or...
I'm going to have to ask some friends of mine that if they remember who she was.
Did she have thumbs?
Well, yeah, she was all thumbed up.
It wasn't Heather. All thumbed up. She had both of them.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Well, so does Stevie Nicks.
Yeah,
Stevie Nicks has extra thumbs. I think she's got...
Claws? Like Duke.
Like a koala.
This is how rumors get started.
Yeah.
She had get a cease and desist from Stevie Nicks' office.
She had big toes for thumbs.
Oh,
wouldn't that be weird?
Oh, people do that.
That's a great lie.
But yeah, I just still remember that. I'm like dumbfounded. But yeah, wow.
They say Megan Fox has big toes for thumbs. Have you ever heard that?
No.
I don't know if it's true or not. It could be a lie. Have you ever looked at her thumbs?
I've never even seen her toes.
I know.
She doesn't have any. They're on her hands.
They're on her hands.
I didn't say they were her own big toes. I just said that she had big toes.
No wonder.
We really need a legal department.
No wonder Machine Gun Kelly never wants to hold her hands.
Oh.
He's
got the Daryl syndrome.
Oh, no. He calls her Heather.
Oh, no. That's a weird one.
How about you? Do you have a lie or anything, Shells?
Oh, like personal relationship lies. Like, you know, the normal ones. Like, I'm not having sex with other women. Or I don't have a drinking problem.
Upper decker. I threw in the upper deck.
Oh, no. When I was a boss, I would always get lies for, you know, people calling in sick to mm-hmm. work. And I've said on the show before, everybody, they only got COVID on Saturdays, you know.
Right.
And so that was a good one. But back in the day, you couldn't buy cars on Saturday or Sundays.
Sundays, yeah.
Yeah. And so a girl called in on a Sunday saying that she was at a car lot. No, you're not. And if you are, that's really weird. And you could still do that later. And I'll come pick you up and all mm-hmm. the things. And hamana on. And yeah, so.
And fired.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, you know, she fired herself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've had relationship lies and employee lies for sure. What was your biggest lies?
I couldn't really think of any that were huge. I just have so many that Daryl has told me that are just stupid lies.
I'm most spewed.
Don't miss.
You're
going to
spew over here.
And he doesn't even like say, no, I didn't, because he knows he does. He makes up shit and I believe it.
Don't tell her that it's tarred.
Like, yeah, because he actually has some, like, very good facts that are truths.
Uh-huh.
And so then he'll throw in something that's bullshit, and I believe it forever, to whereas I start telling people that, and then
you look
10
like
years
an idiot.
Later, he says, oh, but I was totally joking about that.
I thought you
that.
Were Stevie Nicks.
I am. Do you see my thumbs?
Yeah.
Give us an example.
He told me that Brandon Shanahan, the hockey player, was Mike Shanahan's son.
Oh.
And I told everyone that. I was like, and Mike Shanahan goes to all the Detroit Red Wings games. And he just, and so like later, I think I was telling somebody when Daryl was sitting next to me, and he's like, you know that that's not true,
I
right?
go, honey, that's not, I just made that up. She's like,
he goes, they're about the same age.
Oh.
And I was like, I've been telling people this for years and stuff. And he's like, well, you've been lying. And I was like, you've been lying.
You liar.
Yeah. So that was one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
And then somewhere along the line, somebody told me that Richard Dreyfuss was Julie Louise Dreyfuss's dad.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know who it was. I think it was my mom, but I can't be sure about that.
That could be mistaken identity.
And I told a lot of people that, yeah. And it's not the truth.
No. There's not that many Dreyfusses.
True. No. So, I don't even know if they are related at all. I don't think they are.
No. I would have bought that. Sure.
But, those are the ones that I remember.
I have one just like you, Shell. When I was a foreman for a freight company, you know, I had a big crew and I had guys call in, you know, and I had this one kid call in and he just lived seriously not that far away from the warehouse. And he goes, hey, D, I'm not going to be able to make it in. My wife took the car. She spaced out. I had to work today.
Okay.
And I said, okay, well, cool. I said, well, I'll just come get you.
Exactly. I'm here to help.
I've been to your house before. I'll come get you. He goes, well, no, because I'm at my parents' house. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I know where your parents live, too.
Stalker.
I said, I'll come over there and just pick you up. I said, because we really need you. And he goes, well, I'll just walk to my house, and you can pick me up from my house. So I go over and I pick this guy up. Well, his fucking car is... Excuse me.
Yeah,
well,
excuse me, you said...
His fucking car is parked in the driveway.
His wife came home.
Not even a good liar.
I go, so, I thought you said your wife had the car. He goes, oh, no, the car's broke down.
Oh, and I'm sick. I'm sick of the car.
It just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, you know, here I'm going out of my way to do you a favor to get you to work this night. You just keep burying yourself, you know, like that. But
be better.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to walk back to my house, but my car's there. I'm like, oh, my God. It's tough being a boss sometimes.
Absolutely.
So that brings me to, do you guys have any, like, celebrity lies that you remember celebrities telling that were just completely and totally unfounded? Or that they came out later and said that it was a lie?
Mm-hmm. Is Richard Nixon a celebrity?
Sure.
He said he wasn't a crook, and I think he probably was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm on a Richard Nixon kick.
You have been lately. Not a crook.
It's that new newsletter you get.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It's the season 4 Easter egg, Richard Nixon.
I was talking about this one the other night with you about that Jesse Smollett.
Oh, yeah.
That lied about being attacked. He said he was a victim of racial and homophobic attack.
Oh, no.
And he was the star. He's one of the stars from that show, The Empire.
That's a terrible thing to lie about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and didn't he have people...
He hired guys to kick his ass.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So he could get more famous.
More publicity.
Oh, my God.
But all it did was backfire on him. He ended up getting 5 counts of disorderly conduct charged against him.
Good.
And I don't see him anywhere doing anything anymore. So, I mean, I'm trying to up my career, but let me just kill it real good.
Right.
Well, I'm glad that people aren't promoting that sort of behavior. That's terrible.
Right.
I don't like it.
I have a bunch of them, and I thought these were very, very interesting. So Robin Thicke claimed that he created the song Blurred Lines.
Yeah.
That he was half the writer of it. Until Marvin Gaye's estate sued him. And then he changed his tune and pointed at the producer, claiming that Pharrell had written it all by himself. And he said he couldn't have written anything because he had been high on Vicodin at the time.
Oh,
that weasel. And is that Vicodin just like trucker speed?
I don't know.
Come on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he was like all about saying that he was the one who wrote it until he got sued. And then he gave it to Pharrell. So that was kind of
shitty. Then I had too much baby aspirin.
Right.
What a punk.
Yep. So another one was Lindsay Lohan. She said that when she did community service, that she handled Whitney Houston's body bag. That was part of her community service.
What?
Yeah. And she claimed it and called it an annoying chore for criminals, and they shouldn't have to do it. But the coroner's office debunked the story and said, no, Whitney Houston actually was never in even a body bag and stuff, and nobody handled it. So,
how tacky.
Totally. Huh.
She was definitely high on Vicodin.
Yes, she was. She was with Robin Thicke, if I'm not mistaken. That's a lie. Robert Pattinson, of the Twilight fame, he keeps lying about being a hands model.
Oh.
He keeps telling everybody as recently as 2019, Pattinson told the same story that he's been telling to interviewers for over a decade, that he used to do women's hand modeling as a child. However, the story is completely fabricated, which he himself admitted on Jimmy Kimmel all the way back in 2011.
So, I wonder if he thought he was being funny.
I know, he in this picture that I have of him, he looks like he thinks he's being funny.
I'll put Does he have some delicate paws?
I would assume so.
Moisturized.
Very femme paws.
This one is a better one that doesn't, well, none of these really hurt anybody, but it's not, doesn't seem as malicious. Mila Kunis auditioned for That 70s Show, and she said she'd be 18 on her birthday. That was true. She would be 18 on her birthday 4 years from now because she was only 14.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for her.
She didn't really lie. She just admitted the truth.
Fabricated her age. Yeah.
She gave a false impression.
It would not be on her next birthday.
No, I said I'm going to be 18 one day.
Yes. She was 14. Luckily, when the producers found out the truth, they were amused enough to keep her on the show.
Well, yeah, she wouldn't be the same. She's beautiful.
I love
that
chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Megan Jack White of the White Stripes. Said they were siblings.
Brother and sister.
They said they were brother and sister. They were not. They're married.
Yes.
Somebody found their marriage certificate. I think that they thought, well, it does say, I don't think, it says right here on the Goog that they thought that, you know, like when people have crushes on band members or whatever and stuff, they'd get more fans if they were single.
Yeah.
But
then
like people started to care more about the music than the relationship, so then they came out with the fact that they actually are a couple.
She's really my wife. Now quit trying to hit on me.
Right. Now I just started the rumor that they're both strippers.
Right. Well, that too.
Yep.
Rick Ross, who is a rapper, raps about nonstop hustling. He was a hustler. He took his name from a drug dealer that was, you know, big drug dealing kingpin.
The biggest crack dealer.
Absolutely. He was actually a prison guard before rapping.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, he got the slang down.
After the story broke, Ross originally denied it, but the media managed to get a hold of the pay stubs that proved it was true. So he wasn't any kind of big hustler or anything. He was just like a normal guy that...
He was vicariously living through other people's hustle.
That's
right. You can't get anything over on anybody.
It's just a character. You know, so that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Jim Morrison said his parents were dead.
That's right.
They were alive. He just didn't like them that much.
Yeah, they were dead to him.
Yeah. Morrison's father did eventually try to mend the rift, reaching out to the singer and writing a supportive letter to the parole board after he was arrested for indecent exposure.
And an odd thing about that, you know, when he wrote his will out, he left everything to his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And then his parents wanted it.
Then his parents tried to sue for it, and they're like, we're not dead.
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah, you learned that on the show.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel said he used to be Beastie Boys' backup dancer.
Oh.
That is not true. When Ad Rock was asked about the claim, the musician said that it wasn't true, and he thinks Adam Yarek might have helped Diesel get into a dance club once, and that the actor might be misrepresenting that as being a part of the band in some way.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yep, yeah, and that's all.
Nice.
Rob Van Winkle or whoever Vanilla Ice is, didn't he say that he was a something that he wasn't? Like he was some sort of, I'm a person with talent.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's a lie.
Yes. He's like, should I tell him I'm a construction worker or should I just go for it?
I don't remember.
I thought he had a false background. But what about like little white lies? Like, because some that I tell are, you know, when you're just trying to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're so cute.
Yes, I love your haircut. You look great.
Where'd you get that sweater, Shell?
Hey, it's my dad. But I do look like Mr. Rogers right now, which is cute.
No, I actually, I love it. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Looks very cozy.
Thank you. Good
I
save.
I don't really like it.
Okay. But did you ever fudge on a resume or an application or anything like that? Did you ever lie to get a job?
I've had the same jobs for so freaking long. I don't remember. I lied
and said that I was in the Beastie Boys.
Right?
Yeah, really? There's a common thing.
That you were a background dancer?
Yes.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yep, Shell Adrock.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe we should get back or come back with the meet and talk about some weird lies that we've lied about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's
do it. You think that
would
be a good idea?
Okay, let's do it. Okay. I got off track.
All right,
that's
sounds
okay.
good.
Well, Welcome back to the meat of the program. We are talking about lies today. It's called Tell Me Lies, because that's the name of the thing. And we talked about in the intro, lies that you've been told. And the meat is lies that you've told.
Ooh.
Right? Yeah. Is that what we're talking about?
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never told a lie, so okay. I'm going to let Lisa start this.
Well, I think that I just have three that I really remember, and you guys can tell me if you remember more.
Yeah.
And stuff. But when I was first starting out as a nail tech, the lady that I worked for told me to add 2 years to being how long I've been a nail tech.
Oh.
Because she didn't want anybody to know I was new.
Okay.
So if, like, if I, how long you've been doing nails? 2 years and 1 month. It right. was actually just 1 month. Well, that became 4 years at my 2 years mark and uh-huh. 6 years at my 4 years mark.
Right.
So I always just added, so
really how long have you been doing
nails? I don't
know.
I don't know.
You're living the lie.
So I even have forgotten. It's been so long now, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
But I can't remember if I started at 17 or 19. I think it was 19.
That's a great lie. That yeah. sounds right.
I think but so,
you,
too. But
you said you were 21?
No. I think no. I said I was 17.
Oh.
But I was really 19.
Okay. The age remains the same. It's your experience.
You're, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
But no, but that would have been... That would have been the experience I would have had to have started
as
if I had added 2 years.
I
does
see.
Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. It's been over 30 years now. I think it's 35, but I'm not even really sure.
It's really 30. No, just kidding.
33.
Yeah, the thing is that you're supposed to change your career like 7 times in your life.
Not you.
Not me.
Not you.
Well, I'm glad you did. Good for sticking by it.
I guess.
Yes. Well, okay. I have a lie that we've all told. You just reminded me of.
Yeah, what's that?
The drinking age deal. So at my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, we had a party for them at Laddie's.
Okay.
And Monty was 20, I think, 19 or 20 during their 25th wedding anniversary. I'm just trying to say it so it makes sure that he doesn't sound like a bastard. Uh-huh. They were well married before any of us were, anywho.
Okay.
But so we were all drinking because it's Laddie's and it's fun. And when the kids came up to tell speeches, Monty was hammered and underage. And he's just like, I love this place. Thank you for hosting. It's been the best 19 years of my life, or whatever it was, and totally rotted himself out as a hammered teenager person. And being Laddies, nobody cared.
Oh, good. And then yeah. they
nobody called
set
the
it
police.
On fire.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Jed goes, good for you, buddy.
That's right. Oh, here's another
gosh.
One.
Oh, gosh.
How funny. Oh, my gosh. That's a good one.
My most famous one was, and it's so funny because people really didn't pay too much attention. But, you know, when I started hanging out with all my friends, that new friends when in Arvada and stuff, I was trying to get girls and this and that. So I would tell everybody that I was sterile. So they called me Sterile Daryl. But I also took my 2-year-old daughter up to the Westminster Mall.
Proof of his lie.
Yeah.
I was only good for one shot.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, so that became my nickname forever, was Sterile Daryl. Well, obviously, my ex-wife, Cindy, found it out the hard way.
So to speak. That's what she said.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, I want a rhyming lie. The lie is I'm not really smelly Shelly.
You're not smelly Shelly.
What rhymes with Letha?
Pitha Thetha.
Letha don't like pizza. That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a rhyming lie.
Well, she likes pizza.
Okay, so when I was in middle school, 8th grade, and I went from Drake to Oberon,
mm-hmm.
There was a girl there, and I wanted her to like me so bad that I told her that my middle name was her first name so that she would like me better.
Uh-huh.
And I figured it was close enough because it was Colleen.
Oh.
And my middle name is Corrine.
Yes.
So I figured if she found out the truth, I could just say, I heard it wrong.
Right. No, I'm just a deaf 11-year-old.
Right, yes. Exactly. More like 14, but okay.
Yeah.
And, that was a lie that I told. And she never called me on it.
Yeah.
But I do remember she was like, oh, that's cool. Because I was like, your first name is my middle name. And she's like, oh, that's amazing. And then probably didn't think another thing of it. And then I had to come up with this bigger, elaborate, more lie in order to, like, keep the lie and stuff. But, yeah.
I don't remember you being a flat-out liar like that, which I believe you, that you are a liar. Call me a thief and I'll tell you I'm a liar.
Yeah.
But I do remember you enjoying embellishing a story.
Oh, yeah.
were just fluffing it up a little bit. You and Jim Majors had that in common. You just like to really give a story some sparkle. Yeah, exactly.
Make a little bit of a more boring story a little.
The only kind of lies, I mean, I didn't lie very much, but I used my kids for lies, like to get, you know, oh, she's only three when she's six, you know, to get, you know, to get them into stuff or get cheaper meals, this and that.
Uh-huh.
But the one that I didn't even really realize it, but I probably was putting our son in danger a little bit. But when he was like 12, 13 years old, I got him onto a high school hockey team.
Mm.
And he was, you know, he was really short. So we said, put your skates on. So when you go up to meet the sign up, you know, sign up the paperwork and everything, uh-huh. you'll be a little bit taller. So he puts his skates on and stuff. So we go up and fill in all the paperwork out. Well, he played at this one place for, what, 3 years or so?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was funny because we had a skate party, too. And they're like, yeah, I'm the guy. I go, yeah, Brett, it's his 16th birthday. He goes, wait, how old is he?
Yeah. So he'd been 16
for three. Yeah, because he had been playing with all these high school kids forever. And I'm like, and he goes, I knew there was something up with that. But
Think you'd get caught.
No, yep, just those simple little lies like that, you know, using your kids to get cheaper movie tickets or, you know, dinner or whatever
put
like that.
Put them in the trunk of the car at the driveway.
Yeah, hey, put this bag over your head so you don't huff and don't get fumes.
Yeah, we totally did that. We didn't your mom? No, this is funny. Okay, so Lisa's mom was trying to get us into the drive-in without smuggling us, but wanting to make us look younger because we were right on the cusp of, you know, kid or adult prices.
Stick and she gave
us she gave us Kool-Aid mustaches.
Yeah, and we put her hair in ponytails and Kool-Aid mustaches. Yeah.
Oh no! Like
we got in for 12 though.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, for sure.
We were like
special 12 runny noses.
That's right.
Yeah, they're like, we're like, I swear to God, I'm only 12. Do you want to see my driver's license?
Do you want to see my cigarettes?
Serious? I mean, not my cigarettes. My Kool-Aid mustache.
Ma'am, as you're sitting here at the drive-in parking, that kid's back there smoking
with her Kool-Aid mustache.
So here's one that apparently is a lie. But I really, at the time, didn't think it was a lie when I said it.
All right.
Let me explain.
Please.
Explain.
So when I was in sixth grade, there was this, like, couple that were, like, the big couple of the sixth graders. And they were together.
Uh-huh.
And so I wrote a song about them that was, like, I wrote this song.
Yes.
Well, really what I did was just take a Billy Joel song and change the names to the name of the couple.
Thanks right. for copping to it.
Yeah, and but I really, really felt like I had, like, I wrote it down.
Okay, Miley.
Right.
Throwback, little throwback from the last episode.
Yeah. You preach, girl. Let's hear it.
Oh, shit. I just gave Miley shit for that. I did not win a Grammy.
And to be fair, you were nine.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that it was an original song.
Yes.
So anyways, I think somebody caught me on it and kind of like, and I was like mortified, not only because I was kind of, they're like, that's scenes from an Italian restaurant by Billy Joel and stuff. And I'm like, but it's not the same words. I wrote the words. And I really believed that since I changed the words that I had written them and made it into the text of them, the two of those people.
Yes.
Anyways,
I can buy my own flowers.
So it was a lie, but it was a very, very innocent lie. Yeah. So,
and maybe because that song is so catchy, you thought maybe you had a tune in your head, and you're like, oh, I'll put these words to paper.
And I think that I also was very proud of the fact that I knew all the words to it.
Yeah.
It was such a fast song and stuff like that. So I was just like, oh, well, I'll just do that. I mean, I remember being in the car with Katie Weidman and her brother and her little sister. And I think we were going like to skating or whatever. And I was singing Billy Joel, and I was like, I'm singing Big Shot, and I'm like, don't come bitching to me.
You said the B word.
I said bitching, but it's a song, and I'm okay with that. And her dad, like, gave me the, like she is such a bad influence. And stuff.
Because
I was singing in the back and stuff, but anyways, so I thought it was really cool with my Billy Joel lyrics.
Yeah, you're the bad bitching witch.
Right?
It's so funny. When our kids were younger, they asked why Lisa changed her name. They didn't know that she just changed the spelling. They thought she changed her name. I said, well, guys, I go, think about it. Would you want to go by Charlotte? I go, Lisa's name was Charlotte when she was a little girl, and she hated that name. So, you know, she changed it to Lisa. So the kids, would be walking around, they go, okay, Charlotte. And she'd be like, what the fuck is this even about?
Because that's not true.
And it's so funny because we did this thing where it was like, how well do your kids know you or whatever?
Uh-huh.
And I sent it to all the kids. And I think that just Amber and Christina sent it back. But it was, what is my middle name? And Christina wrote, Charlotte? And Amber wrote, no, Charlotte is her real name, not her middle name. So, and this was like 6 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
And stuff. So I was just like, okay, both of you are wrong. And let me, I think I copped to it at that point. But so, anyways, if any of the kids are
listening,
that's not her name.
My middle name is not Corrine. Or it is Corrine.
Yes.
It's not Colleen or Charlotte. And my real name is Lisa. It was spelled with an I. I changed it to a Y. Thank you.
Wasn't there another one? Lisa Corrine something Pavich?
My mom, I think, said that she was going to name me like Veronica or something.
Okay.
Or that she was going to have, but she never did.
Okay, got you. All right, so two things that we've learned here.
Yeah.
You guys are dirty, dirty liars.
Yeah.
But also, to any of our fans named Charlotte, it's a lovely name.
No, it's totally.
No shame in your name.
No, yeah. Love it.
I was thinking of...
I love your web.
What's that show? Yeah, Charlotte's Web. Yeah.
Spider.
Okay. Show. That show, Spider Web.
But there's about enough of that lies.
Well, jeez.
Let's get back then when we will let this go and we'll tell no more lies and we'll tell you the truth on what you're talking about.
Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah.
Hello there, witches. You have reached the segment of the show we call Witch Ya Talkin' About, because it's a play on words. And we talk about things that have nothing to do with anything, and they're always interesting. If you're not interested, you're probably in the wrong place. Move along. Hey, Daryl, what you talking about?
Well, what you talking about over here? I've got my buddy Linus. He's really getting frisky. He keeps.
He hasn't been over in a while.
No, he missed you. But this one is World's Biggest Liar is an annual competition where you tell lies.
Love it.
It's held in Cumbria, England. Competitors from around the world have 5 minutes to tell the biggest and most convincing lies you can. Competition rules bar the use of props and scripts, so you can't, you know, use that. I thought this was funny. No politicians or lawyers.
Automatically disqualified. Yeah, right. We know you're lying. Yeah.
They are not allowed to enter the competition because they are judged to be skilled in telling lies.
Sure.
Okay. I have so much here. If it's a competition about lying, how are they supposed to convince us that they're not lying when we know that they are lying to win?
Oh, that's a conundrum.
You really put the old thought into that.
I just hate
that's a double
shit like
lie
that.
On tundra.
Makes my head hurt.
You know what name for lies I like?
What?
Whopper.
That's a whopper.
No, boy, really that guy told can tell a whopper.
It's just cute.
Yeah.
I was like, this is a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one, Daryl. Thanks.
Yeah. Was it?
It was.
At least I didn't like it.
Come on, bad witch.
Or are you lying?
Angry. Well, we're going to talk about something a little bit more interesting than that.
Ooh.
Cichlids.
Cichlids?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Well, you know.
Lay it on
are
us.
Are those plants?
B-dub.
No. They're like little insects.
Oh.
Okay.
And right now, it's about time that we're going to be infested and from them in two parts. And the United States are just plenty. They're not just plentiful in the United States. They're weird, you guys.
So weird.
These are the weirdest insects on the planet.
Let's hear it.
You want to know
how
why?
How weird are they?
I get this from the AP News, by the way. That is my source.
Sources?
These insects are the strongest urinators in the animal kingdom.
Little piss ants.
With flows that put humans and elephants to shame. They have pumps in their head that pulls moisture from the roots of the trees, allowing them to feed for more than a decade underground. And then they are the rescuers of the caterpillar. They are being ravagedly, or they're also, this is what makes them weird too, is that they are being ravaged by sexually transmitted diseases that turn them into zombies.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Let's
go a little deeper.
Do they attach to the chlamydia koala? Clyde?
This all sounds like lies.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
So, let's talk about the urination part of it.
Okay.
They have pumps in their heads, guys. Inside trees are sugary, nutrient-heavy saps that flow through the tissue called phloem. P-H-L-O-E-M.
Phloem.
I'm going to say phloem. Most insects love the saps, but not the cichlids, you guys.
Nope.
They go for the tissue called exlium, which carries the most water and has a bit of nutrients. It is not easier for them to get in the exlium, which does not just flow out when the bugs tap it, because it's under negative pressure. The cichlids can get the fluids because its oversized head has a pump, says the University of Alabama Huntsville. They use their proboscis, like a tiny little straw about the width of a hair, with a pump that's sticking out of the liquid. And they spend nearly their entire lives drinking year after year.
Sounds like me.
Is my head getting big here?
Yeah, we're not using our proboscis, though.
All that watery fluid has to come out at either end, right?
Oh.
And boy, does it.
And how.
So, in March, there was a study of the urination flow rates of animals across the world. The cichlids were clearly the king, peeing 2 to 3 times stronger and faster than an elephant and a human.
Wow.
He couldn't look at the periodical cichlids that mostly feed and pee underground, but he used video to record and measure the flow rate of the Amazon cousins, which topped around 10 feet per second.
Damn.
Lots of pipi.
Yeah, it's like a fire hose.
They have a muscle that pushes the waste through the tiny hole like a jet.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they learned this when they were in the Amazon. He happened to be on a tree, and the locals called the tree a weeping tree because the liquid's flowing down like a plant was crying.
Wouldn't you be weeping if you got pissed on all day?
It's cichlid pee, you guys. It wasn't tree crying, it was cichlid pee. You walk around the forest where they're actively chorusing on a very hot summer day, because you know what they sound like, right? Kind of like a cricket. Those are the cichlids.
Oh, okay.
It feels like rain. That's their honeydew or waste products coming out their back end. It's called cichlid rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Like a cold wind, cichlid rain.
Cichlid rain.
We could go on and on.
No, we can, but let's talk about the zombie part of it.
Oh, that's, yeah, let's get to yeah.
So, there's a deadly sexual transmitted disease, a fungus that turns cichlids into zombies and causes their private parts to fall off.
What?
Oh, no.
It's a real problem.
Yeah.
That's what the guy says.
Get hit with piss and balls.
Yeah. That... It's even stranger than science fiction. This is a sexually transmitted zombie disease. Cooley has seen areas in the Midwest where up to 10% of the individuals were... I wouldn't call them individuals. They're just bugs, really.
Well, just one is an individual.
The fungus is also a type of hallucinatory effect on birds that would eat them. And the white fungus takes over the male. Their gonads are torn from their bodies, and chalky spores are spread around to nearby other cichlids.
Gonads.
That's what it says. It says the white fungus takes over the male, and their gonads are torn from their bodies.
Mm. Lisa, your Google said that Shinedown had the most number one rock songs in the universe.
Speaking of gonads.
Your Google is broken.
Yeah.
That has not been confirmed nor denied. They spread around to the... Okay. The insects are sterilized, not killed. This way, the fungus uses the cichlids to spread to others. They are completely at the mercy of the fungus. They are the walking dead. That's what Cooley says.
The flying dead?
No, they don't fly. They're underground. Oh, they're the walking dead.
They are
dead,
the crawling dead.
Gonad cichlids.
Okay,
there you go.
All right. I'm very skeptical.
That was a lot of info.
Well,
I call it an April Fool's joke.
It is not. I swear.
And I want to see their gonads.
Zonad.
I
want to
see them.
I'd like to see a picture of the sick gonads.
You're just walking through all of a sudden. Oh.
I seriously didn't
see
this as a lie or a joke. That's what I got. I was just trying to find something interesting.
Okay, so you know the scene in Austin Powers' Goldfinger when he gets unfrozen from time and then he goes to the bathroom after being frozen for decades? I bet the cichlids are like that.
Yep.
They're all.
Yep. That's where they got that scene from.
That's a long pee and a satisfying pee, I would reckon.
That's how Daryl pees in the morning, every single morning.
But what go-getters is this? Like, we're going to be the most powerful peers, but also zombies, fungus zombies.
What?
And now you know.
The more you know.
I don't think that's embarrassing. He has a long pee. I've never seen Daryl embarrassed about anything. He's embarrassed because he pees for a long time.
He pees for a long time.
Everybody does in the morning.
Knowing, bet you about 8 o'clock he's probably heading in.
Shelly, he peed so long his gonads fell off.
It's the Walking Dead.
Wow.
Of the Daryl
I haven't had those
for years.
That
was very interesting and that was interesting.
Yeah, that was
That's what
was
I'm
cool.
talking about.
Nice,
that's
great. I like with you.
Yep.
So my little segment is neither here nor there, but it's from Nice News, which has different sources, which this particular source is NBC News. So, guys, this is a real barn burner. This is pretty exciting next to the gonad zombie bug. Winners.
And Daryl peeing all morning.
Yeah. You're going to have a very subdued nerd article right here and now. Winners of National Penmanship Contest, crowned as handwriting is having a moment. A growing number of states are requiring cursive instructions in school. Recent research supports the benefit of writing on paper. It's regarded, hands down, as the Super Bowl of penmanship tournaments.
Nice.
The Zahner Bloser National Handwriting Contest, now in its 33rd year, crowned its 2024 grand champions on Monday, rewarding 9 students from 6 states for their picture-perfect letters. 10-year-old Zeter Miller of White Bear Lake, Minnesota, took top honors in the 5th grade category. Her winning submission was one of the contest's 80,000 entries.
What?
Little Zeta says, I like handwriting because it's like art, drawing swirls and vines and curls. Miller said, adding that she enjoys penning original mystery stories by hand. I'm going to send you guys a picture of this little kid. I want to give her a hug. I'm going to send you a picture of her handwriting sample. It's beautiful. Now, Namoon Bazenbold from Carmel, Indiana, was named grand champion in the first grade category and said she likes to give handwritten love notes to family and friends. Writing by hand makes me feel special, she said. So anyway, this is the cutest cute thing that was ever cute and has nothing to do with piss.
or gonads.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. I like that one.
I love a good hand job.
You know, that's
an interesting thing because they have taken cursive pretty much out of schools.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get it readmitted, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I read an article about it and, you know, I posted it on my Facebook and people are like, why? What's it matter? I'm like, okay, when you look at a resume or something, you know, or when somebody comes in and fills out an application.
Yeah.
And how do they sign their name? In just regular, you know,
block letters?
Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I think not teaching cursive is blasphemy.
I think we have bigger fish to fry, but this kind of shows, just looking at it after not seeing it for so long, or seeing handwriting from your ancestors, your grandparents, or
my
parents
mom.
And stuff, it's really beautiful.
Huh. My mom had beautiful handwriting.
She did.
Yeah, it's a different kind of art form.
It is an art, yeah. Calligraphy.
Oh my God. Okay.
Different. Yep.
Well,
different.
We'll be back with WoW then.
WoW?
What?
Woo.
Huh?
Mm.
Go Nats.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah. He's the man.
Wow, 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 wow. It's wow time, people. Wow, wow.
I think this is even worse than the last time when we were trying to find a theme song.
I think it's fun.
It is fun.
I love it.
Yeah,
go
I like
pee
it too.
Some more.
I'll be right back.
That was great, Daryl.
Thank you.
Okay, Daryl, you get to tell who goes first because you're bringing it in.
Let's, well, Shelley just went last on that.
Okay.
Let's have you wow us.
Okay. So my well of wisdom is about animals.
Oh, yes.
And because I couldn't find a good dog story this week, because I was ill-prepared, I'm not going to lie, this is what I got. Here's the headlines, guys. Squirrel gets drunk on fermented pears because acorns just can't dull the pain. This squirrel appears to be drunk as a skunk. Katie Morlock said she fed a squirrel an old pear from her fridge, but realized later that the fruit had fermented into a boozy snack for the critter.
Uh-oh.
This video shows the squirrel, which she named Little Red, nearby keeling over after bellying up to the treat.
Killing over.
No, he didn't kill him.
Oh. He just like, he had a brown
hair. Oh, okay,
he didn't die. Morlock thought she was leaving out a safe nibble for the squirrels, but Little Red apparent stupor and repeat business indicated otherwise. He kept coming back for more, guys. And then it kind of dawned on me, oh no, those pears were so old, I bet they fermented. Morlock lives in Grove Heights, Minnesota, and then she told Fox 9 that. And then he got drunk, and I didn't mean to do that, so I went out and grabbed all the pears. Morlock said Little Red recovered with a little hangover breakfast. No hair of the dog for this tipsy creature. While HuffPost could not verify that the pears fermented and the squirrel got sauced, it does seem like the fruit can ferment on its own in the fridge in certain cases. In the article entitled Four Reasons Not to Feed Wildlife, the Humane Society says that it's okay to feed squirrels if you'd like, but do so from a feeder, never by hand. And try to keep the snacks times from becoming happy hour.
Oh, I wonder if she put a little ice pack on the poor dude's head.
I know, and he had like a thermometer. Yeah.
I thought he was acting a little nuts.
Yeah. I'll try to find the video. I don't know how to post those videos, but I'll try to
That's
find it.
That's awesome. I like that one.
Cute.
Yeah.
He's seeing little pink elephants.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Poor squirrel.
Little Red.
Alrighty.
Did you want to wow her?
No, let's hear yours.
Wow it up. I got it. I'm ready.
Let's go from like funny to
dark,
educational dark seriousness. Yes, I
so
love that.
Dark.
Yeah.
Okay, so my well of wisdom is always true crime this week. True crime rule number 16. Hey guys, this is true of almost anything. Mm-hmm. If you see something, say something. So the I-5 killer Randall Woodfield was a childhood wiener waver. He was an exhibitionist, and he went on to rape and kill a suspected 44 people.
What?
He was caught showing his goods to people since he was 8 years old and trying to shock and terrify people. And in the small town that he grew up with, the cops were like, well, that's silly. That's a silly little wiener. And it's a sign, now we know, of a messed up head, and you're not right in the noodle, and you need to be stopped. Mm-hmm. So if you see something, say something, especially if somebody wags their little wiener at you. This guy, I don't know if you guys remember him, but he was handsome, and he worked out all the time, and he had all the ingredients to be successful. He was intelligent, la-da-da-da-da, but he was a crazy wiener waver. Mm-hmm. He had made the NFL draft, I think it was the Packers,
of course it was.
You got me. And then, but they kicked him out in the preseason for being creepy. So if you see something, say something there. So page 2 of said thing is right there, except for that it's not. So these guys got me a new notebook, so I'll never do this again. Okay, but wait, page 3 is right here. So the next one is Israel Keyes. We're all familiar with that guy that did the creepiest things, and he had all the kill kits all over the country. Mm-hmm. Well, it wasn't like he just grew up and said, hey, I'm going to do some wacky-ass evil shit.
He was wiener waver.
No.
Oh.
I'm a wiener waver.
So he grew up in a family with 10 kids. They were in a fundamentalist religious. They were like way too religious. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this God thing. I don't like the way that you guys are doing it. I don't want to do it. And instead of saying, you have your beliefs and I have my beliefs, mm-hmm. they're like, nope, you got to leave the house and nobody in the family can talk to you ever again.
And
you suck.
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Exactly. So anyway, they had grown up in the woods and no electricity and pooping in a bucket and all the things. And anyway, when he finally went to a public school, he was screwing around with animals. He was torturing animals. And he thought that was normal and fun. And that's when he realized, oh, maybe I'm not like other kids, because another kid threw up. He was very disturbed by it. So, but the little kid never said anything because he probably thought he was going to get stabbed by Israel Keyes.
Right.
Here's my point. Look for signs. If people are weird, it's because they're weird. Catch them before they get worse. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
True crime rule number 16. Okay.
So just say,
tell an adult.
That guy's weird.
Yeah, tell an adult. Find an adult or a police person and say, hey, I like what's going on over there.
The guy's over there with a dead bird whacking it with his weenie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a double sign.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Don't do
it. Thank you, Shelly, for those awesome words of wisdom.
She always has the best ones.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
So what about you, Daryl? What is your well of wisdom?
My well of wisdom today is it could have went with our last show, but I saved it for this. But on this day, April 3rd in 2011, British singer-songwriter Adele broke the UK recording record with her second album, 21.
Oh.
It spent 10 consecutive weeks as number one, featured hits Rolling in the Deep, Set Fire to the Rain. The album overtook the record for longest charting topping run by a female artist, as previously set by Miss Madonna.
Really?
But this is what's cool. That was Madonna with her first greatest hits retrospective back in 1990. So look at there. From 1990 to 2011, or 2011 that's a pretty big
some would say gap. It's 20 years.
Yeah. Yes. Big gap, yeah. Yeah,
so. And then Adele got kicked off the charts by Shinedown. Yes?
I still call bullshit.
Okay.
But yeah.
Linus.
She went on to international awards, including 2 Grammys for Album of the Year and Best Vocal Album, Best Pop Vocal Album. So there Mrs. Little Adele is one of my favorites.
Oh, God, yes.
What you a know. Phenomenon.
Yep.
What I love about her, we went and seen her in concert. She forgets she's in concert. And she just wants to have a conversation.
Oh.
And then she's like, so it ends up being a very
she will talk to, and she'll go, oh, fuck, I should sing a song.
Yeah.
But that's what that was my wow moment.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
I love your musical wows. I
like doing ones like that, you know, something that happened on this date.
Right.
That's why I've been trying to look for stuff. But yeah.
I like it.
Great.
That's awesome. Well, before I give the long speech about how you should join Patreon, blah, 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 and thanking everybody for being here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to say that if you are not a Patreon member, you will not see that I may have messed up on about what a cichlid is. So I will try to verify that and come back. It might be a fish. It might not be a bug. I'm not sure. So I'm going to get more information so that I don't steer you wrong and you start telling lies about how cichlids' wieners falls off.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't want them. You know, yeah. So don't tell anybody that story until I verify it next week.
Yep. Come here for the hard news.
Yeah.
That's right.
And by next, well, gosh, it will be tomorrow for us in real time, but we'll know whether or not we won the...
if we won anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Westward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we were up, we ended up putting ourselves in a best free entertainment and
best free service.
Best free service. So. Yeah. So who knows? Maybe we'll get something.
we might.
And then, of course, you know, we had our salon up for best nails.
Sure. Spirit Hound for the best distillery and best tap room.
So let's hope one of us wins something.
Right.
You know?
We might.
But you never know. Because I was thinking the chances are for like best entertainment people, like, you know, it's going to be different stuff. But if we had all our coven voting for us.
I hope so.
And we
hope so, too. And we appreciate everybody voting. That was fun.
It's fun.
Every day.
Well, there's going to be some funny stuff on Patreon this week. So for $5, why don't you go ahead and vote? And
a lot of hand gestures.
A lot of hand gestures there. Me and Daryl were making fun of Shelly while she was talking. It was
I know.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Oh, well.
Okay. Hey, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.